So in the last 20 years, the average dentist income has decreased, when adjusted for inflation, from $200,000 a year to $172,000 a year. That's a 14% decrease over the past 20 years. During that same exact time, practice ownership rates have decreased from 85% of dentists owning their own practice down to 73%. Dentists who work as employees simply make a lot less money than dentists who own their own practice. On average, dental practice owners make an additional $150,000 per year than their counterparts who are working as associates. Think of all the things you could buy with an extra $150,000 a year every year for the rest of your career. So I want to show you this graph that the ADA put together that shows practice ownership grouped by age. Notice here how among those who are 55 to 64 years old, 90% own their own practice. Also keep in mind that the majority of dentists who are professors at dental schools are also in this same age bracket. So let's assume that roughly 5% of dentists are working at dental schools, 90% own their own practice. That means only 5% of dentists that are between the ages of 55 and 64 are working as associates. The most experienced dentists are not working as associates. Is it possible that maybe they know something that younger dentists don't seem to know? Maybe the fact that as an owner, you can work substantially fewer hours while making significantly more money? Now, the next thing I want you to notice on this graph is notice the two lowest groups on the list, those under 30 and those 30 to 40 years old. These are the two groups that are working as associates more than any other group. Notice how over the past 20 years, these two groups have significantly decreased their percentage of practice ownership. In 2005, more than half of dentists between the ages of 30 to 34 own their own practice. Now that number is down to 34%, and it's even worse in those under 30 years old. These two bottom groups, those that are now working as associates more than owners, those are the groups that are mostly responsible for the fact that the average dentist income has decreased by 14% over the last 20 years. So why is it that these inexperienced dentists are working as associates rather than owning their own practice? Today, I want to show you why working as a dental associate is a dangerous trap and why if you are currently working as a dental associate, now is the best time to get out and become a practice owner. So here are the top five lies that dentists are being told about practice ownership and why they are staying working as associates. Number one, some people will tell you owning a dental practice is too risky. According to the SBA, 23% of businesses fail within their first year, and more than 50% of businesses fail within their first 5 years of being open. I mean, if you're looking at these statistics, then it definitely does seem really risky to start or run a business. These are the kind of numbers you might hear from someone at Aspen or someone at Heartland about why it's so much safer to work as an associate because 50% of businesses fail within the first 5 years, and you don't want to be part of that 50% that fails. The problem with this argument is, guess what percentage of dental practices fail within the first 5 years? While the average business failure rate is 50%, dental practice failure rates are 2%. And keep in mind, this 2% failure rate is almost entirely startups. If you do an acquisition where you find a profitable practice for sale and you buy that practice from that retiring dentist, your rates of failure are basically zero. Really, the only way to fail when you buy a profitable practice is if you've had some sort of personal issue like a drug addiction that causes you to lose your license. You only have to get two things right. You have to buy the right practice and you have to not get addicted to heroin. I've spoken to numerous bankers who have basically told me that of all the loans that their bank gives out, dental practice acquisitions are by far their favorite because they are such low risk. While something like a restaurant might run at like an 80 to 90% overhead, Dental practices can often run at like a 50% overhead. Buying a profitable dental practice is incredibly low risk. The second lie that I hear is that, well, you don't have enough experience yet to be a practice owner. This is just straight up wrong. If you have passed dental school and have passed your boards, you have enough experience to be a dentist. As an owner, you are going to be doing the exact same dentistry that you are going to be doing as an associate. I don't understand this idea that you have to have all this experience before you become an owner, as if being an owner is somehow different than working as an associate. In fact, working as an owner is generally easier than working as an associate because as an owner, you are able to see far fewer patients while making more money. If you're working somewhere like Aspen, you're gonna have to see so many patients. It's gonna be so much more difficult than working as an owner. On top of that, some dentists seem to think that if they work longer as an associate, they're somehow gonna learn about how to run a business so that they're ready to go when they become an owner. You're not gonna learn how to be an owner by working as an associate. The only way you're going to learn how to become the owner of a dental practice is by working as the owner of a dental practice. You are not going to get that type of experience as an associate. Spending more time working as an associate is not going to help you be better prepared to be an owner. All right, and number three, this one honestly makes me laugh because it's just like, it's just a straight up lie. The idea that ownership is too much work. This is just plain wrong. When I was an associate, I worked 5 days per week, and when I got home, I was exhausted. When I worked as an owner, I went down to 3 days per week, and I was making twice as much money as I was making when I was an associate. Owners work way less than associates work. The dentists who are out golfing at 2 p.m. on a Wednesday, they're not working at Aspen, they're not working at Heartland, they are practice owners. Practice owners almost never work more than 4 days per week. Oftentimes they work 3 days a week, where associates often have to work 5 days per week. During your first 6 months of ownership, there's definitely going to be an adjustment period. There's going to be quite a bit of work that you're gonna have to do upfront to set up your business. So I'm certainly not denying that initially as an owner, there is going to be a lot of work upfront. But once you've been practicing for a year, 2 years, 3 years, once you already have those systems set up, once you have an office manager that you're able to delegate a lot of the administrative tasks to, as an owner, you basically have the option. You could work the same amount as you're working as an associate and make a lot more money. Or if you want to make the same amount of money you were making when you were an associate, you could be working substantially less. And once you have the business set up properly, you could potentially work less and make more money. The next lie I hear is that if you want to have a work-life balance, then you should be an associate, not an owner. As an associate, you have to do what you're told, you have to work the schedule that you are given, and you have to ask for permission if you want to take time off or leave work early. When you are the owner, you set your own schedule, you work when you want to work, and if you want to leave early, you tell your front desk to reschedule patients, and they cannot tell you otherwise. They're gonna have to do like you say because you're the one paying them. When I bought my practice 4 months after I became an owner, I went on a trip with my wife to Egypt. We took 2.5 weeks off and we went to Greece and went on a cruise. A few months after that, we went to Guatemala. A few months after that, we went on a cruise around the Caribbean. I think in total during that year, I took something like 8 or 9 weeks off to go on vacation. And keep in mind, I was making twice as much as I was making when I was working as an associate, so I had the money to afford to go on nice vacations. After I'd been working at that office for about 6 months, on top of taking all this time off to go on vacation, I was only working 3 days a week and I started getting bored, and I actually took a second job where I was making music for movie trailers. I wasn't making a huge amount of money from that second job. I think I made like 20 to 30,000 that year. But because I was an owner and because I was only working 3 days a week and because I was in control of my schedule, I was able to set up my schedule to where I had the time and energy to work a second job doing something that I enjoyed. I wasn't doing it for the money. I was doing it because it was something that I loved doing and enjoyed doing. The idea that you can't have a work-life balance as an owner is just simply not true. Another aspect of this is I hear a lot of female dentists say that they don't want to be a practice owner because they want to be a parent, and they're worried that they won't have time with their children if they own a practice. Once again, this is just completely not true. If you want to take time off when you have your kids, that's completely fine. I completely understand it. I actually sold my practice right before having my first child. Even though I'm a man, I wanted to take some time off. If you want to take off a few years after you have your kids, that's completely fine. But once you go back to work, the idea that, well, I should just be an associate because I want to have time with my kids, that just doesn't make sense. When you're an owner, you set up your schedule how you want to set it up. I know so many successful female dentists who have children and have practices. As an associate, if your child is sick and you have to watch them instead of sending them to school, you're going to have to go ask permission from some 22-year-old office manager at Aspen Dental. When you are the owner of a practice, you can set up your schedule however you like. If you want to be done by 2:30 so that you can go pick up your kids from school at 3, that's something you can do as an owner. I personally don't like work in the afternoons, and so I made sure that I saw my last patient by 2:30 and I was out of the office by 3. When I was an associate, I had to be at the office until 5. Not only that, but on some days they were trying to get me to stay till 7. I don't know how else I can word this. I went from working 5 days a week where I had to be there until 5 to working 3 days a week where I was able to leave at 3 and I was making more money. If you really want work-life balance, you need to become an owner, and then you need to learn how to delegate tasks to other people. If you can get to the point as an owner where the majority of the work has been delegated to other people and you are just coming in to do the dentistry and then leaving, you're going to have so much free time that you're not even going to know what to do with it. The final lie that I hear is that being an associate is better because it's a more steady stream of income. The idea is that, well, when you own a business, your income is going to be very variable and you're not going to know how much you're going to be making the next month. Whereas when you work as an associate for Aspen Dental, they're going to give you a daily minimum guarantee. And so you always know you're going to have money coming in. Doesn't that sound great? So here's a situation. I'm going to give you two options. You can either have $500,000 today. I will write you a check for $500,000 right now, today. But then I'm not going to give you anything else for the rest of the year. Or I could give you $1 a day, every day for the rest of the year. So which option are you going to take? Well, of course, you're going to choose the option with the steady income. If you choose $1 per day, well, then you're going to get a steady income of a dollar every day. That means $30 a month. This argument makes no sense. Maybe if you were being paid in milk and cheese that was going to spoil and go bad, then you wouldn't want to be paid up front. But we live in a society where you're paid in money and you can just put the money in the bank and you don't have to spend it all as soon as you get it. Some people just get caught in the idea that every single dollar you make, you have to spend that month. In my entire working life, I've never had a year where I've spent everything I've made. When you own a business, some months you're going to be making more, some months you're going to be making less. That's how business works. However, the months that you make more, you just put that money in a bank. And the months that you make less, you can use the money that you saved up from the last month that you made more. This is the reason why before you become a practice owner, I recommend to everyone that they save up an emergency fund for at least 6 months of expenses. Assuming you spend about $100,000 a year, that's about $50,000 that you should save up before you become an owner. Once you have that emergency fund in place, then you don't have to worry if 1 month you make a little bit more than the next month because you have the money saved up. What ultimately matters in the long run is how much money you are making per year, not the variability of how that money comes in. As an owner, some months you are going to make more than others, and that's perfectly fine because you have a bank account, you have a credit card, you are going to make it work. You should focus on making as much money as possible and not worry so much about trying to have a daily minimum guarantee of making a certain amount every month. Hands down, I would take take $500,000 today rather than $1 a month for the next year. So overall, I think working as an associate, if you do it for more than a year or two after you graduate for school, is a trap. For 1 to 2 years after you graduate from school, you're getting your speed up, you're saving up that $50,000 emergency fund, you're still deciding where you want to live. I understand, that's perfectly fine. I worked for a little bit over a year as an associate before I bought my first practice. That's completely understandable. But once you've gotten out, you've gotten some experience, you've decided where you want to live, and you've saved up that $50,000 emergency fund, it's time to buy a practice.